Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Roddy, your host this morning, and our next guest is someone that's been with us before, Eric Zarin, the chairman of the commission for Andrew Carnegie Hero Fund. Eric, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I love your stories, and they really touch a spot in my heart for individual, plain, ordinary citizens. And so what have you got for us today?
Right. So, Jim, we want to focus on today and maybe in a couple weeks that will follow are some of our recently awarded heroes. As you know, you and I have spoken, we've shared with your audience that the Hero Fund Commission formally considers and awards cases on a quarterly basis.
Right.
So our last award announcement went out at the end of December, and it was 16 individuals from the United States and Canada that will be presented the Carnegie Medal for heroism. They come from a wide geographic range. These 16 civilians risk their lives to save others. And they include three people who rescued a man from a shark attack, a teen who died attempting to rescue a man from drowning, a retiree who rescued a man from falling down a cliff overlooking the Gulf of St. Lawrence, and a sheriff's department canine handler that rescued two children from a house fire. So these are the types of things that we delve into. We recognize and we support not only the actions of these heroes, but we support the heroes themselves. You know, we've been doing it for a long, long time. So we're excited to talk a little bit about our most recent batch of heroes. And so with that, I'd like to dig right in.
All right.
So the first hero that we just recently awarded is Michaela Vish. Now, Michaela saved Tyron H. Vish and Liliana H. M. Thompson and rescued Torin Vish from burning in Gregory, Michigan. This happened on October 26, 2021. Now, Tyron was 4, Liliana was 13, and Torin were 6, and they were all inside bedrooms in a second-story apartment at night with their mother, Michaela Vish. She was 32. She's a preschool teacher. A fire broke out inside the apartment. Ms. Vish was asleep and shared the bedroom with her 11-month-old daughter and Tyron when she awoke to heat and heard the crackling of flames. Vish picked up the 11-month-old and removed her from the apartment to a second-story deck outside the apartment's front door. She then returned into the apartment twice more and got Tyron, then Liliana, outside, so she entered multiple times to save her children. Vish re-entered the apartment a final time and went up a small stairway to Torin's bedroom, which was in flames. Vish found Torin under a bed, grabbed him, and took him into the hallway, which also was in flames. She tripped and stumbled down steps and into the living room. She then stood, fell again, when a ceiling panel fell on her back. Getting up a third time, she ran to the front door, carrying Torin, and exited to the deck. Vish then took the children down an exterior stairway to the ground. The 11-month-old daughter, Tyron, and Liliana were not injured. Torin sustained smoke inhalation and serious burns, and Vish also sustained inhalation injuries and serious burns to 60% of her body. Both underwent skin graft surgeries for their injuries and are recovering.
Wow. Just imagine having to... For that long, it took a while to do all of that.
It did. And the shock of awaking to that situation, the crackling of flames, smoke at night, and being struck just immediately with the idea and the reality that you need to either act to save your children, act to save yourself, neither or both.
Yep.
And in this case, Ms. Vish chose clearly to repeatedly re-enter the building when she could have escaped to safety herself.
There's a certain bond between mothers and children. Yeah. And, you know, she had those children. They were hers. She was going to save them regardless of whether she was in danger or not. That's a wonderful story. What percentage of heroes are houses or facilities that are on fire? It's pretty high, isn't it?
Yeah, if you combine all of the cases we looked at and you combine the peril of a burning building and the burning vehicle cases that we also look at, it's the majority of cases that we see. Very close second would be water rescues.
Right.
But those are the two predominant perils, and then you can really run the range of some everyday things to things you'd never would never dream of. But it really reflects, and the Hero Fund has reflected for almost 119 years, the perils that we face on a day-to-day basis. And some may never be in a situation like this. And we hope, and I think they themselves would hope that they would not be, because these really are life and death situations that can change lives forever. So most of us will never be in this situation, but they do really show that in each aid, you know, Carnegie, when he established the fund, said that he was at that time living in a heroic age. And those are the words that started the Commission's Deed of Trust.
Wow.
And it was certainly true. In some respects, maybe more dangerous than our current age. But what we see is that it really follows age to age. And though the perils may change or evolve, lifestyles may change or evolve, that the basic human elements of life on this planet amongst one another, in some sense, are unchanging.
Well, it would. Back in those days, 119 years ago, they didn't have alarms. They
right.
didn't have fire retardants. They didn't have, I don't know, did they have fire machines? Or
I don't even, at that time, it was probably horse-drawn, you know, assets that would come to your rescue. A lot different than today.
Oh, yeah.
So those are some of the things, yeah, that hopefully we've kind of improved in many, many ways and made our lives safer. But we should never for a moment think that there aren't still risks and perils that could face us at any time in life, which is what makes the fact that, you know, heroes are still among us so important to us all.
Right.
If I can tell you about
sure.
another one, we'll move on. This is the case of Cody Hartman, who rescued Jeffrey Rackford from burning in Whitestown, Indiana. This happened on December 5th, 2020. So here's another burning building rescue. Rackford was 63 and on the second floor of his two-story house when fire broke out in a second-floor bedroom at night, another case at night. Rackford, who was badly burned, went down a stairway to the first floor of the house. Hartman, 29, was an oil company line leader, was driving in the area and stopped at the scene where he saw flames issuing from a window of the second-floor bedroom and black smoke issuing from the roof. Now, Hartman ran to the front porch, looked through a window in the front door, and saw Rackford's silhouette inside the house. Hartman pounded on the locked door and then forced it open with his shoulder. He stepped inside the house, where there was black smoke, intense heat, and the glow of flames visible near the top of the stairway. Rackford, the victim, who was conscious, was now lying on the floor. Hartman pulled his shirt over his mouth and nose and went about 15 feet into the house to Rackford. Hartman grasped Rackford and pulled him to his feet, then walked him through the front door and outside to safety. Hartman opened the garage door and entered it, then kicked in a door that opened into the kitchen. He shouted to see if anyone else was inside the house, and when no one replied, he exited the garage. Rackford sustained serious burns and damage to his airway. Hartman inhaled smoke and sustained a contusion to his shoulder, but recovered. So here we have a younger man going to the rescue of an older man who was, though conscious, unable to exit a burning building. And that would not have ended well if not for the intercession of our hero, Mr. Hartman, who came to Rackford's rescue. Again, another fire at night, very dangerous conditions. And we see really at the end of the summary of that act, Hartman had tried to reenter and was willing to reenter had there been an additional victim.
Yeah, and the fact that he happened to drive by at exactly the right time, that those circumstances don't always fit.
Right, and I'll tell you, Jim, I've had so many compelling conversations with awarded heroes where we cover just that, and they really ponder, often for the rest of their lives, why exactly they happened to be in that place at that particular moment in time. And you can understand why they dwell on it, because I don't know that we'll ever get a really solid answer, but we can all have our own ideas about it.
Wow.
So let's have time. If we have time for one more, great. So it's the case of Aiden Spencer Perry, who sadly died attempting to save a man from drowning in Sunrise, Florida on April 19th, 2022. And while driving at night, an 18-year-old man was in an accident in which his car struck a tree, was launched airborne, and traveled into a pond where it came to rest upright about 40 feet from the bank in water about 25 feet deep. The man exited and remained at the car as he called out for help. Now, walking his dog nearby with his mother, Aiden Perry, was 17, a high school student, called 911 as he approached the dimly lit pond, then handed the phone to his mother, who spoke with a dispatcher. Aiden entered the pond. Shortly, the car, the man, and Aiden all submerged together. Multiple responding police officers entered the pond before divers located Aiden and the man and removed them from the water. The man had drowned. Aiden also did not survive. He had a neck injury and drowning also contributing to his death. So young Aiden in this case entered a waterway at night, and we believe, and experts believe, that he probably struck rocks or something, a hard surface either near or just in shallow water that that led to his demise. But again, with full intention of coming to the aid of a victim, he entered a situation where there were known perils, and what we see in some cases, sadly, other perils he could not have recognized, but the decision had already been made to risk his safety for another individual.
Wow, that's a sad story.
It is sad.
17-year-old.
Yeah, a true hero who lost his life going to the rescue of a stranger.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Eric Zarin. He is the chairman of the Andrew Carnegie Hero Fund Commission. And Eric, thank you for being with us again and telling those wonderful stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Thank you, Jim.